It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will be the subject of an extraordinary hearing in Michigan this week. Today, a judge cleared the way for Michigan's governor to conduct a hearing to remove Kilpatrick from office. Among other things, Mayor Kilpatrick has been accused of lying on the witness stand about an affair he had with his chief of staff. Celeste Headley reports on what people in Detroit are saying about their mayor and about his troubles.
Rodney Armstrong is carrying his young daughter on his shoulders, a bright grin across his face. But the smile fades when he's asked about Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and the governor's hearings.
I'm kind of tired of it, you know, and I hope that he can either be replaced with somebody just as good or better.
But you're hoping he'll be replaced?
Yeah, I kind of hope so.
Kimberly Hansard is also hoping Governor Jennifer Granholm removes Kilpatrick from office this week.
The city, it has to move forward. It can't, I mean, he's got a lot of things that he has to battle, and he can't handle the city business the same way. The confidence in the administration is not there.
It's been months since Kilpatrick was charged with perjury, misconduct, obstruction of justice, and several other felonies. Since then, the city council has acted to try and remove him from office, and there's a grassroots campaign to have him recalled. Sharon McPhail, general counsel for the city of Detroit, is defending the mayor in tomorrow's hearing. She says Kilpatrick has no intention of stepping down.
When things are this unfair, I gotta tell you, there is no way you can just walk away. It's like pleading guilty to something you didn't do.
McPhail says there are legitimate issues that must be addressed, but the mayor continues to do his job, even as he handles his legal challenges, and there's no reason to remove him. She says the governor's hearings are politically motivated.
It's absolutely entirely political.
But Governor Jennifer Granholm denies there's any bias in her decision to hold these hearings. Press Secretary Liz Boyd says the city council submitted a sworn affidavit to the governor this year.
She has a request before her that's been filed according to state law, and as the governor of Michigan, she must deal with that.
Boyd says the governor has two questions for the mayor. First, did he offer more than $8 million taxpayer dollars to settle a whistleblower lawsuit in exchange for concealing hundreds of racy text messages he traded with his mistress? And second, did he hide that part of the deal when he went to city council to get approval on the settlement? Wayne County Executive Robert Fricano says it's long past time for Kilpatrick to step down. He says the mayor's legal troubles are damaging the city and the region.
What you want to see, and everybody wants to see, is the growth, the ribbon cuttings and things like that that show that there's progress going on. Unfortunately, when you see the paper now, it's always the mayor in a courtroom.
Kilpatrick has made national headlines, and some say his bad press will hurt other African-American politicians. Casey Gain McCullough is an editor of the online news magazine News One.
We live in a very racially critical society where the masses of African-Americans are judged by the heroes and the villains, and he's definitely one of the villains.
McCullough says he's particularly enraged by the mayor's complaints during the State of the City address that he's the victim of racism.
Racists didn't invite those strippers to your party. You know, racists didn't send those text messages on city public phones between you and your girlfriend. That's you who did that. Don't use racism as defense, because next time when a politician has a legitimate gripe against racism, it's like crying wolf.
But Kilpatrick will not be tried in the court of public opinion tomorrow. He'll have to face a one-time political ally in hearings that may end with his ouster. The hearings are expected to last 3 days, but Detroit Attorney Sharon McPhail says she believes the governor has already made up her mind.
It's pretty clear that the decision's already been made, and this is really just an exercise in futility.
Should the mayor lose his job, the city council president will step into the office until a new election is held. And for many Detroiters, that's the best thing that could happen. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.